Okay, Rusty. Now I think this time, I think I got everything. Is there anything I'm missing? Got the kids out of here. The youth is in. I think it's all up to you now.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm good.
And you got your mic on, so he's good to go. Would y'all please clap for Rusty Feltz as he brings the message today?
Thanks, man. Well, I'm asking the band to come back up, so I want them to play something in just a minute. But before I do that, Howdy stole my message. He pretty much preached all of it right there during tithes and offerings, which me and Howdy hadn't talked this week. But I'm fixing to have them play sing Joni. The anointing that's on you this morning. There's a real anointing here to meet some needs in this place this morning. And I don't want to get in the way. You know, I have all kind of notes and 4 pages of notes and everything. But you have to know that in the presence of Jehovah. I want you to think about that just a minute. That, well, I want you, if you have your Bible, turn to Psalms 139. This is, God just started opening this up, and I told Kathy this morning, I bring all kind of stuff, Jamie, because I don't know what God wanted to do this morning, but that expectation, Howdy, without expectation, there's no revelation. Without expectation, there's not, you know, you've got to cultivate an expectation in our lives. We've got to bring the manifestation of it about. And I want to ask you, what do you need this morning? The Lord is really, He wants you to know, every person sitting in here, you are, well, just look at Psalms 139. Starts in verse 14. It said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Say with me, I'm marvelous. Go ahead, realize it. I am marvelous. I've been created, say this with me, by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm special. Does that feel pretty good? Do you believe it? Can you look in the mirror and say that? We need to get to that place to look into and know that you were fearfully and wonderfully made by the God that created the universe. So say, I'm marvelously blessed. I'm marvelously healthy. I'm marvelously prosperous. I'm marvelously anointed. I'm a marvelous wife for the women. I'm a marvelous husband for the men. Thank you for my marvelous wife. I want them to play in the presence of Jehovah. And I want, as they play that, just close your eyes and listen to it. Joni, don't hold nothing back. I'm going to get out of your way. I'll get out of your way. Just in your way.
No, sir.
I'm going to move. You sing. God, I encourage you, as they just close your eyes and know that you are marvelous. You are created to fill a spot. Don't compare yourself to anyone else in here or anywhere else, and just receive what the Lord has for you right now. You deserve the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Lord. If you were expecting for something, you received it right then. As Hattie said, don't let your confession state otherwise. Our faith will never rise above our confession. And we possess what we confess. You can believe that or you can not, but I'm going to tell you what, if you'll believe it and get hold of it, as Hattie said, you're going to walk into some things that, wow. I just thank God for the anointing that was on them guys this morning. Y'all were just reminding of that. That anointing's there because they seek the Lord throughout the week to know what they're supposed to do. And I've got to catch up here just a minute. This is just really good. And as I begin to pray about this week, well, I really knew 2 weeks ago that, you know, when Jamie reminded Corey he wouldn't be here, that he turns and says, "You're up." And I kind of started praying about the men's conference and what to minister there, so then I had to shift gears a little bit. But I want to talk to you about the arm of the Lord this morning. And when I got into this, and I got my concordance out the other day, Bessie, and I'm pulling all these scriptures on the arm of the Lord, trying to see just where He'd have me to go. And one of the first things that He wanted me to share with you, well, to start this morning, I want to remind you we're 23 days away from an election that could change the course of our nation. I've been praying for years that the people of the Lord would rise up and take their place. And I encourage you for the next 23 days. We're going to pray. So I'm going to declare some things and y'all are going to agree with me before I get into the things. But I really believe the Lord gave me a scripture concerning President Trump and our government. And I want to share that with you. But you know, it tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, therefore I exhort that first of all this morning, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. As you pray that, as we pray every day and we lift up our leaders and things, and President Trump, Vice President Pence, and all the things, especially Judge Amy Coney Barrett right now, because her family's fixed to experience some things that from the devil. Okay? That's just where it's coming from. But as we do that, keep our confession. I said, Father, I thank you that we are leading quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty, because, Father, I'm putting you in remembrance of your word, that you said my prayers produce much fruit. I'm just going to give you these scriptures. You don't have to turn there. You can. You can write them down. You can go there to look them up and make sure I'm correct. But in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, it said, Abraham believed God, and God accounted unto him for righteousness. And it tells us over in Psalms 37, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. So therefore, do y'all believe God? Okay, that makes you righteous. So does that make your prayers produce much fruit? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you said we're two or more, Ricky, somebody said we're two or more gathered together. When we come into agreement, God's moving on behalf of agreement. God said, I'm going to bless those that bless Israel. Father, I remind you this morning, y'all agree with me on this, this President Trump's blessed Israel like no other president in the history of our nation. So, Father, we receive your blessings upon this nation. Yes. And upon our president, we receive it. Y'all agree with me on this? You can be vocal. You just shout, do whatever you want. But I'm going to tell you what, 23 days from now, we're going to see some things. We got to keep our confession in line, as Hattie was saying. We're going to possess a nation that is still one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's what God intends for. There's fixing to be a great awakening. Corey's seen it. Multitudes have seen it. But, I mean, God impressed Corey to have us to start praying for the awakening and the revival months ago when we were in the parking lot. It's coming about, but it can't come about where we can't preach the gospel. I want you to think about Mary and the disciples. When Jesus, when they're taking him to the cross, when they're seeing him carry the cross, when they're nailing him on the cross, does it look like he's winning? Well, if you watch the news, it don't look like we're winning. But praise the Lord, we have done one, and the victory is ours according to the Word of God. But it's not without our prayer and our confession being lined up with the Word of God. And God said, I desire above all things that you pray. Lift up. So the next 23 days, you just thank the Lord for that the people of this nation, I heard the other day, I don't know if this sounds like a humongous number, but I heard there was 50 million professing Christians in the United States who are not registered to vote. Now, I don't know. I heard that. I'm not positive that's right, so don't. But it's a very simple thing to see that if just the body of Christ votes and votes the Word of God, it's not even a contest. So encourage you. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that have trouble with President Trump's tweets. His vocabulary. So vote for Vice President Pence. It's real simple. They're on the same ticket. Don't pay attention. You know, I like the way Corey put it. When Donald Trump got saved, you know, I'm going to tell you what. Think about your past and mine. There's parts of us that hadn't got saved yet. It's not sanctified. So just overlook that part for the time being, because what I'm fixing to read you concerning what the Lord, I mean, I'm talking about the arm of the Lord. And so, Lord, I'll read more on the Word there if we're supposed to. Let's do it. I want y'all to agree with me on this. I'm going to declare this, and I just want y'all to agree with me. I'm going to declare it the way I do it as I pray, and so y'all can just agree with me this. Father, I thank you this morning that the greater glory is still your plan. And we see you, the great I am, visit our land. Thank you, Father, for manifestations of your Spirit as never before. Demonstrations of your power from shore to shore. We thank you for supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. For this is your plan and your will for us, and we receive it. We declare that the powers of darkness will no longer stand, for you will show them the strength of your right hand. You will have your way, and all shall see that no power is greater nor equal to you. And we, your people, we will rise up and take our place, and no enemy will stop us from finishing our race. So we boldly decree that great things continue to happen to us, our families, this nation, and the nation of Israel in the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to do some more, okay? Thank you. I'm telling you, God's, when we didn't agree in this, God's honoring it. There's people all over the body of Christ right now that are praying and declaring. And I just felt like it was important that we do this morning. So I'm going to pray this prayer. I don't know how many of y'all might have this book called Prayers That Availeth Much. But it's got a really good one here for our government. So I'm going to pray it, and y'all just agree with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the United States and its government. And right now, we hold up in prayer before you the men and women who are in positions of authority. We pray and intercede for President Trump, Vice President Pence, our representatives, senators, congressmen, our judges, our law enforcement officials, our governors and mayors, and for all of those who are in authority over us in any way, we pray and believe that the Spirit of the Lord rests upon them. We do believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the heart of President Trump, that knowledge is pleasant to him, that discretion is watching over him, understanding is keeping him, and delivering him from the way of evil and from evil men. Father, we thank you for encompassing him about with men and women who are making their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel and doing that which is right in your sight. We believe that you're causing them to be men and women of integrity who are obedient concerning us, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. We pray that the upright shall dwell in our government, that men and women blameless and complete in your sight, Father, are being appointed to, elected to, and remaining in these positions of authority. We thank you that the wicked and the treacherous are being exposed, cut off, and rooted out of our government in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We receive your blessing. Father, thank you for being our refuge and stronghold in times of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. We declare with our mouths that we, your people, dwell safely in this land and we prosper abundantly, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. It is written in your word that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you turn it in whichever way you desire. So we believe the heart of our leader is in your hand, and that his decisions are divinely directed of you, Lord. We give thanks unto you that the good news of the gospel is published and continues to be published in our land. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of the people. We thank you for this land and the leaders that you've given to us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Jesus, for being Lord over these United States. Amen. Y'all turn to Psalms 83. One more that I felt like we were really supposed to just declare this together. And listen, guys, this one right here, I mean, I really love this one. But it's just Psalms 83, and you're going to have it. Everybody's got a Bible. You got it in front of you every day. So I'm just encouraging you for the next 23 days. Be diligent. If you're there, say amen. Okay. I'm going to pray this like I pray. It's the 83rd Psalm. It's not every verse, but I'm just going to pray it like I pray it. And you do as the Lord instructs you. Father God, thank you on behalf of the nation of Israel and the United States that you're not being silent, you're not holding your peace, and you are not being still. For behold, your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They take crafty counsel together against your people, and they consult together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel and the United States may be remembered no more. I'm adding the United States in there. Okay, it fits. For they've consulted together with one consent, and they form a confederacy against you. Verse 13. Oh my God, make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind. As the fire burns the woods, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest. Frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Amen. I thank y'all for agreeing with me on that this morning. And there's times that you think, Lord, what is happening? But as Ricky said last week or a couple weeks ago, just don't watch the news if it's going to bother you that much, because it'll get you right discouraged. That's like, right now you walk outside of where I live and you don't see no grass. And it's fixing to be winter. And you're thinking, Lord, what are these cows going to eat? I don't want to put hay out all winter long. That can get right expensive. But the blessing of the Lord makes us truly rich. And he's directing our steps. You told me this morning, everyone in here said they believed God. So that makes you righteous. Say, I'm righteous. You need to cultivate a righteous consciousness. As you develop and cultivate a righteous consciousness, you understand that you're the very work, Ephesians 2:10, you are the very workmanship of God. If you're born again, you've been recreated in Christ Jesus and born anew for good works that only you can do, like you singing that song to us this morning. Thank you. Don't compare what God has you doing with what others are doing. Fill your spot. Supply what your joint supplies. It makes life much easier. I don't have to try to be Betsy or Howdy. I just get to be me. And sometimes...
I am. It's really good, Betsy. It's really good because I was listening to this George Strait song, you know, and she was picking on me a couple weeks ago. And it's that song, I can't grab a mic. Whoop. We back? Nope. I'm just going to wait till you tell me what to do. Try again? Nope. We got to hurry for a train of thought, though. That George Strait song, y'all can y'all hear me a little bit? Sometimes I lose all my charm. Ma'am?
They can't hear you online.
Oh, I got you. I'll wait. Do you want me to just grab a mic? Now? Which one? This one? Okay. Okay, praise the sound man again, too. I was listening to that. Betsy and Miss Ross were picking on me a couple weeks ago. And that song, though, yesterday, George Strait singing to that about, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, sometimes he said, sometimes I lose all my charm. And sometimes my wife will testify, Betsy, I lose all my charm. And it escapes me sometimes. So, but know that each one of us, we're the very workmanship of God, recreated in Christ Jesus and born anew for good works. Now I'm going to try to get to my notes. As I was reading about the arm of the Lord, turn to Numbers chapter 11. Here in the whole chapter of 11, this is where Moses has got approximately 600,000 men on foot. That's not counting the women and the children, okay? And they're in the wilderness, and they are complaining substantially. They're not happy. And in verse 1 it says, now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but that really jumped out at me because I tend to complain occasionally. And it says, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. So I'm trying to work on that. I don't want to displease the Lord. And it does. When we complain, we're forgetting about the blessings that God's poured on us. No matter what we're going through, I'm going to tell you what, where we live with what we have, we're the most blessed people and nation on the earth. And we need to do our part of protecting it, not complain about it and forget. Anyway, I want to summarize a little bit. You know, Moses is fed up with the people and he's having a hard time keeping up. And the Lord tells him, I want you to pick out 70 of the men in there, the elders, and I'm going to put the Spirit that's on you, on them, and give you some help. So jump down, verse 21. And Moses said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men on foot, yet you've said I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? Verse 23. And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. Has the Lord's arm been shortened today? Yeah, I don't think so. Turn back. To Exodus chapter 6. I want to cover a few scriptures on the arm of the Lord. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. It says, therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. You know, the Egyptians is significant of the world. Okay, that's a symbol of the world. So take that personally today. I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the world. I will rescue you from their bondage and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Isn't that cool? Don't limit the Lord. I'm going to tell you what. I love seeing His arm active in my life. Oh, there's a whole bunch of sermons in that. We ain't got time. Turn to Psalms 89. There's a whole bunch more, but this is what the Lord spoke concerning His arm. And this is just what He shared and pressed upon me. Okay, I'm not trying to tell you, thus saith the Lord on everything. I just know this is the way He showed it to me the other day as I'm praying in the Spirit and believing God for what to share with y'all today. This was just really about gives me chills, Ricky. Psalms 89, let's start in verse 20. I really believe that the Lord, when I was praying and I'm studying about the arm of the Lord, He said for us to declare this over President Trump. Verse 20, I have found my servant David with my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. I love this. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. Listen to this. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Don't you? How about that? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you what. If in the next 23 days, I'm just telling you what He told me to do. You take it. Please don't let me put something on you that God's not. I'm not trying to do that. But for the next 23 days, I'm going to be very diligent about declaring that portion of Scripture, thanking the Lord for the anointing that He's placed on President Trump, and that His enemies will not triumph over Him. The Lord's moving on His behalf and on our behalf. If He's moving on His behalf, it's on our behalf because He's fighting for us. Then, the 83rd Psalm. I'm telling you, as we declare that and pray it, it's some days it's hard to be excited about what might take place that day with the confusion and the things that are going on. But I just want you to know, I do believe that as we declare and confess and us, we set ourselves in agreement this morning, there's multitudes of believers all over this nation and the world that are praying and believing for Him to be reelected. Because the very independence of not only this nation, but others depend on that. And so we won't go into, I'm not going to go into a whole bunch more of that, but my wife will be so proud of me. I did not talk bad about one politician this morning. She reminded me that we were on the internet and people, a lot of places were seeing this for me to watch my mouth. Sometimes that's really challenging. Okay, let's look at some more scriptures on the arm of the Lord. Turn to Deuteronomy 15. We'll kind of slip through some of these right quick, and I want to share some really revelation that I got the other day, or facts, this truth. Deuteronomy 5:15, it says, "And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day," another to be obedient. But He brought us out. We've all been brought out of something. And we're going to have the opportunities to be brought out of more. So we just as well jump in there and say, "Lord, thank you for bringing me out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm." It might be our children, maybe where they are. It might be physical, might be financial. But if we'll just expect, as Hallie, that was so good. We've got to remind each other. We can do this without being like nitpicking, or we can do it without being haughty or rude. But we can encourage one another and remind one another that we possess what we confess. And when someone that's dear to us, close to us, friends, family, or whatever, is complaining and spewing out of their mouth that which is not what they desire, remind them gently. I have to really work on this, Jamie. Remind them gently, is that what you want? The Word says you can have what you say. Is that what you want? Are you saying what you want? We possess what we confess. Our faith will never rise above our confession. You can't believe if you're not confessing and determining that I'm going to believe. That the Lord sent His word and healed me. He delivered me from all destruction. The 91st Psalm. Y'all go on, I want to talk about the arm of the Lord. I'm just going to spit this out there for you. Hebrews 10:35. Remember, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Y'all know that scripture. And in Hebrews 11:6, it says, the Lord rewards those who diligently seek Him. So, Lord, I've been reminding, Lord, I'm diligently seeking You on behalf of this nation and the nation of Israel, not to mention my family and other things, y'all. And since I'm diligently seeking You, it says You reward me. So I'm expecting that reward. I'm expecting to see good things happen. I'm going to tell you what. Mary and the disciples, they were having trouble with that expectation as Jesus is being nailed to the cross and crucified. But oh, when He was resurrected. I'm going to tell you what. He's been resurrected on our behalf. And we are resurrected. And I believe there's being a resurrection of this nation is taking place because of the great awakening and the end time revival that's coming forth because of yours and mine's obedience to pray and stand with the rest of the believers around the world to watch the arm of the Lord that's not been shortened move in 23 days. I'm just, guys, I really believe this is just the Lord. Psalms 44. Let's go to Psalms 44, verse 3. I'm going to hurry so I don't run out of time. Psalms 44, verse 3 says, they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but it was Your right hand, Your arm, and the light of Your countenance, because You favored them. I believe, as it says in Psalms 5:12, that the favor of the Lord's upon us. I'm surrounded with the favor of God. We need to declare that. We need to decree it. It says, you know, in Job 22:28, it says, if you declare a thing, it shall be established for you, and light shall shine upon your ways. That means that you will know what to do. Light shine upon your ways means it's a clear path. So we declare it, it's established, and we're in the right place at the right time. Kathy's been very good, Shara, about when I complain, reminded me, well, you believe God's ordering your steps. Don't you think you're in the right place today at the right time? And I'm like, I'm not real pleased with where He has me at the moment. You know what? Some days we're not going to be extremely excited about where He has us, but He has us there for a reason, to accomplish a purpose. And when we do not get frustrated and we do not yield to the enemy's tactics of trying to deceive us into thinking, well, see, you missed God. No, I didn't miss God. This ain't much fun, but I'm the victorious here. Shut up, sucker. God's given me a place to be and anointed me to be here, and I'm going to fulfill that destiny. When we declare it, when we decree it, we believe it, we receive it, and you know what? Other people are blessed because of our obedience. The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. So I'm trying to be willing and obedient. Some days I'm very good at being obedient most of the time, but sometimes my willingness is not quite as large. And so I work on that. Okay? I want to blitz through some things here because if y'all can turn or you don't have to. That was Psalms 44:3. If you want to write this down, 1 John 1:5 through 7, it talks about God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. And so we need to remember that God is light and in Him is no darkness. So when we walk in the light, we're walking in fellowship and partnership with our Father God and with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Matthew 6:33. Y'all know that, but when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing things, everything we need is going to be added unto us. But we got to seek it. We got to go after it. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We walk in the light, and His love for us illuminates our way and our path, our direction. I want you to know the Lord loves you and me so much. And then when we walk in that love, when we walk in love, according to the Word of God, when we walk in love, love doesn't condone everything and is not mushy. There's different types, but the love of God is one that sets people free. And it lights their path. It lights our path. It shows us the way to go. Okay? Are y'all good with that? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In other words, acknowledge Him and He will direct our path. When we're acknowledging the Lord and thanking Him, when we thank Him, it puts a smile on God's face. When we praise Him, He inhabits our praises. And when we worship Him, He moves on our behalf. And so, boy, get in that attitude of being thankful, praising, and worshiping, and then expect. Say, Lord, You said... He's like grinning and said, yeah, you just stay on track. Don't let go. Wait, you know, we got any bareback riders in here? Anybody here ride bareback horses? Did? Have y'all watched the bareback riding on the rodeos? You know the way they wedge that hand in there where it can't come out? That's what the Lord said. Wedge your hand in, baby. Get a hold. Don't let go. You know, you might flop around on the side every now and then, but don't turn loose. I'll get you back up. I'll get you going. Okay? Again, Hebrews 10:35. This is one of my, you know, cast not away your confidence. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2:16. The whole chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, but verse 16 says, we have the mind of Christ. And so when we hit in those situations and circumstances where confusion is trying to enter in, say, no, wait a minute. I have the mind of Christ. And I like the way Willie George put it one time, a minister up in northeastern Oklahoma. He said, I may not see what to do right now at this time, but I'm going to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. And so, because I have the mind of Christ, so I'm going to go the right way. I'm going to do the right thing. We activate this wisdom by meditating on the Word of God day and night. Joshua 1:8. Y'all know that. Do not let the Word of God depart from before my eyes, but I'm going to keep it in the midst of my heart, for it's life and health and healing to all my flesh. I'm going to deal wisely and have good success because I'm meditating on the Word. I'm keeping it before my eyes. I'm speaking it out of my mouth. And a good way to, you know, I'm reminding those that are close to me, that are in my family, that I love, that keep your confession. You're going to possess what you confess. Okay? Psalms 119:9 says we cleanse our way, or we make right our way by taking heed according to the Word of God. Jeremiah 32:17, it says, Lord God, behold, You've made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. There's nothing too hard for You. Cast not away your confidence. Okay, I want to share something with you, just some facts. And then we're going to shut her down, but... this was too cool. I'm reading the other day. Any of y'all have Rick Renner, heard of Rick Renner? You know, he's a Greek scholar. Do you have the book, any of the books, the gems? Do you recall this about the number on the quail and the manna? It was September the 18th. Rick Renner, for y'all that don't know, he's a Greek scholar. He pastors in Russia. But he's broke that Greek down, the Greek and the Hebrew. So, where we started today, the children of Israel were in the desert. They were complaining. They ain't got enough to eat. They don't like what God's feeding them. They don't like this and that. You know, they're whining. And they ain't went hungry. But at this point, there was approximately 3 million of them there in the desert. You know, they were there 40 years. They doing all that complaining. And Rick Renner, he did all the figures on what people eat and what God supplied for them every day. So I really realize how long the arm of the Lord is at this point. How powerful. Okay? 3 million people. It took approximately 4,500 tons of manna every day. Now this is coming down from heaven. They're waking up to the manna on the ground. 4,500 tons per day. 65,700,000 tons over a period of 40 years. This ain't no fairy tale story. This is the Word of God and what took place. Okay, it gets even better. I mean, I think that, you know, and they said it was like pastries cooked in oil. I mean, them good old Bohemian kolaches, real kolaches. I ain't talking about sausage in a deal. I'm talking about them good kolaches. I was senior in high school, and I went to Hallettsville at that time. Guys, was where you had the high school state finals. Okay, it wasn't an indoor arena, and it was in the mud most of the time. I've never been on a town with a, in a town with a square, and I'm driving down the street the wrong way to get to the kolache shop because they had the best blueberry and peach kolaches, and I got my kolaches too. But I'm gonna tell you what. Okay, that so them pastries. Okay, well, quail. If they had one quail per person per day, that was 90 million quail per month. Just think, if they ate two of them, that was 180 million quail every day that God provided. I mean, when you picture, you know, and like, wow. You know, they got to pluck them. You know what I mean? They got to get the whole deal done. But it's coming every day. Okay? Now, water. They're in the desert. 3 million people plus livestock. 15 million gallons of water per day for basic existence. 1 week's water supply was 100 million gallons of water. So when the Lord told Moses to strike the rock and the water would flow, think about that. Is the arm of the Lord short? What do me and you need? Oh my goodness. You know, I've had so much fun the last year and a few months watching the Lord do things, but when I just really begin to roll things over on Him, and you know, in simple little things, London. I mean, it ain't like it. You know, I'm not looking for. I'm excited and expecting the marvelous to come to pass, things that are beyond my comprehension. But you're not going to get those till you see Him in the little things, like showing you. Or telling you that morning you got a water pipe broke out there. I mean, there was a different way that all that come to pass, but it was pretty interesting as I've been praying and watching the Lord move. And believe me, He wants to be in every minute detail of your life. And His arm, it ain't too long or too short to fix any of it. And I just encourage y'all. Thank y'all for agreeing with me this morning as we pray for our president and our nation. Stand on that the next 23 days. Keep your confession in line. Keep your expector up. Because the Lord wants to deliver us. He wants to move. We've got a job to do. It's fixing to get intense. And it's going to be fun if we're expecting it to be fun. That doesn't mean it ain't going to be trying. And some days it's, you know, that's going to be what it's going to be. But the Lord's equipped us to fulfill it and handle it. So, with that being said, I thank y'all a lot for listening to me this morning. But if there's anyone in here today that you're feeling a tug, you're like, man, I got to have some of this that these people got. Well, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit's dealing with you. And He's offering you an opportunity to commit your life to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because it says that, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And everyone comes to the Father through Jesus. He's the only way. I don't much believe in atheists. I believe everybody believes in God. They might deny His existence, but everybody believes in Him. But in order to get to God, you got to believe on the name of Jesus. And so, if you're in here today and you're like feeling that tug and the Lord's dealing with you and He's asking you, turn your life over to me. Accept my son Jesus and his, you know, He went to the cross for you. He bled and died for you. And He's wanting you to come into the kingdom and you, cause I'm going to tell you what we read in Psalms 139, you're that person too. God, He knew, He formed your days for you before the foundations of the world. It tells us on that in that chapter, you're marvelous. But to step into that marvelousness, you got to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're all going to pray a prayer. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life and asked Him to come in and you want to do that, well, we'd like for you to do that today. So we're going to just all pray this prayer together. Father God, thank You this morning. for revealing to me your son Jesus. I want him to be the Lord of my life. So I ask you, Jesus, right now, to come into my life, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I confess you with my mouth as Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. So I turn my life over to you and thank you now for leading me, guiding me, and teaching me. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you prayed that prayer today and asked the Lord, this is the day that you asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. I want you just on the count of three to stick your hand up. We're not going to harass you. We're not going to ask you to come down front, but I want them to get a Bible to you. So just do this for me on the count of three. One, two, three. Anybody? Anyone in here? Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Okay, y'all look up. We have one. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank y'all again for listening today. Thank you for, y'all are so much fun. Y'all know how sweet y'all are. You gotta know, you know, y'all are, it's so easy to minister here. And, you know, part of it is because of Corey and Jamie and the people they've surrounded themselves with. And it just draws you in, and you know, and people, y'all are just fun, and God wants you to know that you're sweet, and He loves you, and He wants to move on your behalf. So I'm gonna pray and dismiss, and y'all have a blessed week. Corey, be back next week, right, Jamie? What? Oh, I'm gonna turn it over to Hallie. He's gonna pray and dismiss, and I'm gonna get out of the way.
Trying to take my job. My job.
You took my sermon.
Hey, I said I was sorry. Okay. So sorry.
I can't.
So sorry. You silly guy. I think about those numbers he just mentioned. I thought to myself, man, that's a lot of feathers. I mean, I plucked dove, and I'm like, there's feathers flying everywhere. Ain't no way I'd want to see that many. I mean, what do they do with all them feathers? Make like little hats with them? Maybe that's, you know, what where the Indians got, you know, making their, yeah, down vest. I bet they had some nice vests back then. They weren't struggling, I'll tell you that. They weren't hurting. I heard Kenneth Copeland, I think it was Kenneth the other day, and he was talking about God when he blessed the United States, and he said God told him one day, and I think it was him, and I think I'm saying this right, so if I'm not saying it right, I apologize, but he said that the reason Israel is blessed is because God loved them. The reason we're blessed is because the people that founded this country loved him. That's a totally different way of looking at things. We loved him. Man, God has not forgotten us. No matter what happens in November, God has not forgotten us. And He definitely has not forgotten the church. So when they say we're all in this together, just believe it. The Christians are really all in this together. The world might be all in this together, but the Christians, we're in this together. Okay? Don't ever think that God is not with you. And I was trying to find that scripture earlier about the, you know, God's hand is not shortened that He can't save, or nor His ear something that He can't hear you. I forgot where it was, but that was the first scripture I thought of when you thought of, you know, God's arm. And God is not, He has not forgotten you. He will protect you individually and collectively. He'll protect us all, but He's going to take care of you individually. So don't worry about things, man. Don't let life bother you like that, okay? Hang in there, guys. Thumbs up, right? Always thumbs up. We're in there. We're in this together. So y'all hang in there. Got a few quick announcements right quick. We're going to do a baptism as soon as we're done. So if you'd like to come over there, just gather in that corner over there by the trough. We're going to do a baptism right quick. And if anybody else wants to get baptized that wasn't on the list, let me know. You can do it too. But we're going to baptize Addie. And Corey should be here next week, I'm assuming. Okay. So he'll be here next week. And y'all don't forget to vote. My goodness. If that story is true about 50 million, I mean, that's 1/6 of our nation. I mean, if there's 300 million, that's 1/6, right? And if there's 330 million, you know, that's a lot of numbers. That's a lot of people, man. So y'all get out there, take the time to vote, and don't vote for, you know, people just because we're saying it. Go, man, research it. Find out for yourself who, vote the Bible. Don't vote what men tell you. Vote the Bible. If it doesn't line up with God's word, then it ain't right. And we will say it behind this pulpit forever. And we will never stop. Amen. We will never stop preaching the word. And also, don't forget the offering. If you'd like to bless Rusty, please put it in this bucket right here. Don't put it in that one. Sometimes people will put it in those. But if you're making a checkout, make it to HPYO. That's right, HPYF. HPYF. So if you're making a check, don't make it to WCCC. Don't make it to the church. Make it to HPYF. Okay, if you're handing in cash, you want a receipt at the end of the year, get an envelope, put your name on it. Okay, so put it in this bucket right here. Let's bless Rusty. That was a great word today, great prayer and agreement. Everything, it was good. Thank you. So y'all stand to your feet and let's get out of here. Thank you guys for coming. And again, don't forget to vote. All the way, baby. Yeah, it starts Tuesday. They're even letting teachers out early to get there to get to vote. So it's fantastic. So y'all don't forget. And don't forget to come give after we're done. All right, let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for a wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is not shortened. Your arm is stretched out towards us, your people. And we extend our arm back to you, Lord, and receive everything that you have for us. We know that the Holy Spirit is here with us and on the inside of us. And we receive your word. Our ears are opened. Our hearts are ready to receive from what you have in your hand. We know that when we let go of what's in our hand, you'll let go of what's in yours. So we love you and thank you for all that you're doing for us. We again pray over this election. We pray that there be no confusion, no distractions, that there be no arguing or fighting. That when the election is over, Father, that it will transition, no matter who wins, that we will just transition, Lord, into prosperity. Because you are here with us, you love us, you never forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.